I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. A photographer who says he worked for the Syrian government arrived in the U.S. earlier this year carrying flash drives filled with gruesome photos. The photographer, who uses the code name Caesar, got in touch with the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington. Yesterday, the Holocaust Museum put some of those pictures on display. Cameron Hudson, you direct the museum's Center for the Prevention of Genocide. There's some grim stuff here. What is in these pictures?
Well, the pictures show what's been happening for the past 3 or 4 years inside of Syrian government military detention facilities. And it shows the signs of torture, and it shows a level of killing, frankly, on an industrial scale that I think has taken us all by surprise.
And why did the National Holocaust Museum choose to show these?
Well, you know, we're a museum that has really, in our permanent exhibition, held up the power of the witness, the individual, like in the days of the Holocaust, who was able to escape Nazi Germany and come to Washington with stories of what was happening within those killing centers and those camps, and felt, you know, like many Americans, very saddened by the fact that we didn't act on that information during the 1940s. And so we have dedicated ourselves, and our mandate from Congress has been to alert the world to these kinds of crimes, you know, when we know that they're going on. And so when we saw the pictures that Caesar had escaped with, when we saw just how horrific the scale and the scope of the killing has been, his story, the story of being a witness to these crimes and escaping to tell the world what was going on, it really resonated with us as an institution that has a deep history with those kinds of individuals. And so we felt an obligation to help tell his story.
Cameron, these photos have been out now for several months. You've researched these and verified their authenticity? They are real?
Well, so we're not a forensic analytic unit, right? So we've relied largely on outside independent forensic experts to verify the veracity of the photos. The U.S. FBI crime lab has investigated them. The State Department has investigated not just the stories, but also the story that Caesar has given in terms of how he came into possession of them and whether or not his own story of escape is genuine. And I think we felt very comfortable having reviewed all of the outside expert material that's been done to examine Caesar, the photos, and his story, we felt a high degree of confidence that these were genuine.
What was it like meeting Caesar, and what is his story?
Well, he's an average kind of government bureaucrat, or at least he had been. He was a staff photographer.
In the government of Assad?
In the government of Assad, yes. He worked for the Director of Military Intelligence, where he was a staff photographer, which meant he took pictures of retirement ceremonies and promotions and official portraits of people, not unlike any kind of staff photographer you might have in a U.S. government ministry. It just so happens that one day he was sent to a secret detention facility that he didn't know existed and was instructed to take pictures of corpses that were beginning to pile up. And as he tells the story, early on in 2011, there were very few numbers of corpses. And as the war and as the fighting dragged on, the detention facilities that were holding these people grew. The numbers of bodies in each one of them grew. And the gruesomeness of the crimes that he was documenting also grew. And I think that as he told us, his own sort of personal tipping point was when he began to recognize in the photos that he was taking the faces of people he knew. And he knew them not to be regime opponents. He knew them not to be combatants. And he could no longer fathom the story that was being put out by the Assad regime, that these were battlefield deaths and that these were military combatants. But at the same time, he felt great personal risk for speaking out because he had a large family and of course, feared for his own safety. And so it was only after a number of months of him dealing very secretly with the Syrian armed opposition that he was able to negotiate with them to help him escape and help get his family out. And when he did that, he brought with him this real treasure trove of documentation of what the regime has been doing in these secret locations over the course of the past 4 years.
Why do you think the government of Assad would want documentation of what could really be argued to be a war crime?
Yeah, so it's an interesting question. It's one we asked of Caesar. His response was, and I think it sort of makes sense when you look at the photos, that the people who were carrying out these crimes in these facilities were themselves fairly low-level functionaries. And they were given orders to carry out these acts, and this was a way to document for their superiors that the orders that they had been given had been carried out. Mm. And you know, when you look at the photographs, many of them are annotated with a prisoner number, with a date, with a detention facility name. And what you get is the impression that this is a very organized, methodical, and systematic campaign.
These images have only been on display since yesterday, but I'm curious to know how museum visitors have so far interacted with them.
You know, it's been, I think, new for us because, frankly, these images are more graphic than almost anything that we have in the museum. And so we've been very careful to alert visitors to the nature of the photos. What happens in our museum is you walk out of our permanent exhibition on the Holocaust, and you then walk into a new space which contains these photos. And so I think as people are reflecting on the period of the 1930s and 40s, you know, they're confronted with this imagery and with this warning that the threat of genocide continues today. And I think it's a very powerful continuation of a very sad story that the museum is telling.
These photographs are in a slideshow in an exhibit space at the museum. You can see that slideshow at PRI.org. Cameron Hudson, Director of Policy at the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks very much.